You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. eBright is a partnership between five of Delaware's hospitals. It got its start in 2016 with a mission to share best practices between the health systems to improve the coordination of patient care, drive down costs, and create better health outcomes for populations with the most need. A month ago, the group tapped Christiana Care Health System's Corporate Director of Benefits and Wellness, Chris Corbo, to take on the role of Executive Director. Corbo recently spoke with Delaware Public Media's Nick Schellino to discuss eBright's strategy for addressing the opioid crisis and the rising cost of health care in the state of Delaware.
eBright Health is an alliance of five healthcare systems in Delaware. It was founded in 2016, and it's a statewide strategic alliance to increase access to healthcare, improve quality and affordability of care, and offer all Delawareans an even brighter healthcare future. And we're going to do that through collaborating and innovation and learning from one another. The five systems include Bay Health, BB Healthcare, Christiana Care Health System, Nanticoke Health Services, and the Moores Alfred I. DuPont Hospital for Children.
All right, and can you tell me a bit about yourself, what led you to be appointed to this new role as Executive Director of eBright?
Sure. For the last 13 years, I was Corporate Director of Benefits and Wellness at Christiana Care Health System. So I was on the other side of healthcare, you know, trying to improve the health for our employees and dependents, make access very affordable so that they can have great healthcare, and to lower the costs not only for the employees and dependents, but make it affordable for the healthcare system. So as part of my role, I was involved in wellness programs to improve the health of the organization and of its employees, also to in population health initiatives in terms of coordinating the care. Those that may have a condition, maybe 5% of the population, that might drive 60 or 70% of the cost, making sure that they have the proper care, that their care is coordinated, and that they have different professionals like pharmacists and social workers and healthcare providers to work with them in their care. So that's sort of how I became involved in that with eBright Health, is, you know, improving the health and reducing costs for the healthcare system.
And that is an issue on the forefront of the medical stories here in Delaware. The governor did issue an executive order putting into place a healthcare spending benchmark based off of recommendations from Dr. Walker, the Secretary of Health and Social Services. What is your take on the policy of the benchmark going forward?
I'm not an expert in the benchmark, but I can tell you what eBright Health is doing to reduce costs, improve health outcomes. Part of it is, you know, shared learnings, standardizing processes, using our scale to reduce costs in our supply chain and some of the services that we purchase. Using population health to coordinate care for those that may be sick. So those are the main things, is really standardizing process, and if we can prevent illnesses and really focus on wellness and keeping our community healthy, we can reduce costs.
And that is a theme you hear when you talk to different people in the medical profession about value-based care, is the coordination of care in certain populations, as you mentioned earlier, to bring up the health and avoid trips to the emergency department. One hospital in the eBright system, Nanticoke, recently moved all of its health contracts towards value-based care. Do you see that as a theme going forward for some of the other hospitals in eBright to bring down the cost?
Well, you know, I can't comment on, you know, each healthcare system, but I can tell you in general, healthcare is going to go away from fee-for-service, and it's going to be outcome-driven, community-driven in terms of, you know, here's a population you need to manage, and you're going to get paid from that aspect. So one of the initiatives from eBright Health is, how do we prepare when we go from fee from service to different types of payment arrangements from other payers. And that's part of learning from each other, standardizing processes, and preparing for the future. I think it sort of takes a village, you know, having five of us together, working together instead of acting independently as individuals can help us with achieving all of our goals, which is to improve health outcomes, reduce costs, and make it easier for the average person to navigate the healthcare marketplace.
One of the other foremost challenges here in the first state is, of course, the opioid crisis. DHSS is predicting that last year more than 400 people died in the state of Delaware as a result of drug overdose. It has risen each year for, I believe, the past 6 years in the state. And as new policies are rolling out, looking to deal with these challenges, while they are still new policies and we haven't really gotten to see how they work, it has thus far been ineffective. What is your take on the overdose system of care, as well as the START program, which has been put into place in all of the hospitals you represent?
So first of all, this is one of the great crises, not only in the state of Delaware, but across the United States. As you mentioned, there were over 400 deaths in the state of Delaware, and it's rising rapidly. So eBright Health actually has a committee, representation from all of the five healthcare institutions to work on this issue, and it's involving with prescribing the right products, making sure that there is more education with instructions, and that the appropriate duration is being prescribed, and that, as well as looking for opportunities to look for alternatives to treat pain. So again, this is a huge issue. We're really focused on it. I can share with you that eBright Health has all partnered together to apply for a major grant that would bring large funding into the state of Delaware, really targeting members that are in the criminal justice system or already in jail or in the ERs, targeting those individuals and trying to get them with coordinated care. So again, it's a huge issue. We're really focused on it, and we have groups tackling this right now.
And that is certainly something that has been successful in other states. I know Rhode Island was able to bring down the rate of overdoses in their state by allowing medication-assisted treatment in the prison system. But what about the people who are out in the streets overdosing and ending up in emergency rooms? I know the state, as part of its SMART program, has put in peer mentors into the different emergency rooms in hospitals across the state. Are you at eBright seeing success in the emergency rooms in there as they get started putting in these care coordinators and peer mentors?
I think it's a slow process, and I think we're looking for different ways to have interventions in the emergency rooms. And again, these are the issues that we are going to tackle from an eBright Health organization. The grant that I was talking about would have even more resources to have interventions in the emergency rooms and to get those folks with coordinated care and more of a population health model with treating the addiction and the overdose.
Chris Corbo, Executive Director of eBright, is there anything else you'd like to add about some of the innovations and partnerships that might lead to anything new here in the state from your collaboration of hospitals?
Well, I just think it's an exciting time in healthcare where we can bring the five organizations in the state of Delaware, and it's a little bit unique in Delaware. We're such a small state, so these efforts can really address a whole statewide issue of healthcare. And I think with bringing together everyone to share best practices, share knowledges, and use our scale, getting the cost out of the system ultimately can improve healthcare outcomes, but also reduce healthcare costs or the rise of the rate that it has been in the past.
Thanks to new Ebright Executive Director Chris Corbo and Arnick Shalino for their time on The Green this week. Arts Playlist is next, where we catch up with the artist behind the iconic Fearless Girl sculpture on Wall Street. Stick around for that here on The Green on Delaware Public Media.